To CPR News, I'm Bozzy Kanani. Afternoon storms on Wednesday helped firefighting efforts at the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo. More thunderstorms are expected today, which may help as well, but could also create flash flooding in the burn scar and erratic fire activity from gusty winds. More than 1,800 people are now battling the Aspen Acres fire. At least 275 homes and buildings have been destroyed. Thousands of people remain evacuated. However, some residents near Colorado City are being allowed to return home. At more than 96,000 acres, the Aspen Acres fire has become one of the largest in Colorado history. With several fires burning in Colorado, health officials say residents need to be aware of air quality. Dr. Nicole Irwin is a pediatrician with Kaiser Permanente in Arvada. She says kids can be especially vulnerable.
Because kids are smaller and actually breathe more air per minute than adults do, they're more vulnerable to changes in the air. And air quality can't always be seen.
Dr. Irwin suggests moving outdoor exercise to mornings when air is usually better. Also, when air is smoky, try staying indoors. Birthright citizenship remains the law of the land, but Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says seeing some Supreme Court justices vote against it has made him a stronger advocate for new rules governing the nation's highest court.
I absolutely think the Supreme Court, as it currently functions, is in need of reform. A particularly compelling reform would be term limits, 18 years, for example, for Supreme Court justices.
Weiser was among the attorneys general who sued the Trump administration over the order that tried to end birthright citizenship. This is CPR News.